I'm going to pray on you, Father. Listen to this. Your two Father, you already have known-wise. Your children physically into this world. But you are to father your children not only and not even namely to just bring them into this world. You are the father then for the world that will never end. We are to be together as families. Well, I'm looking forward to meeting the father that I never knew. He died when I was a year old. The gift of piety means we are to father offspring for heaven. As we said at the beginning of this retreat, I will repeat again. One of my hopes as a result of these conferences is not only to make your own lives more holy, but to make you more zealous in reproducing yourselves in spirit and hear it. The basic law of reproduction and covers the whole of creation. Like reproduces like. Pardon me for saying this. Cows reproduce cows. Dogs reproduce dogs. Elephants reproduce elephants. Human beings reproduce human beings. Saints reproduce saints. You fathers, both the natural fathers of children and fathers, now priests, we are to reproduce ourselves. Reproduce ourselves, I repeat, and insist, and underline, not only and namely, to produce children in this world, and to reproduce ourselves for children into the endless ages of eternity. Hear it. Grace is reproductive. Only believers reproduce believers. Only humble people reproduce humble people. Only chaste people reproduce chaste offspring. Only prayerful people reproduce prayerful sons and daughters. And those sons and daughters, not only in body, otherwise I would have married the Josephine who had a marriage date already planned. We are to reproduce ourselves in spirit, and not just for the immediate offspring, so that you natural fathers brought into this world, but your children's children, your children's children's children, and long after we have left this world in body, our offspring is to be reproduced not only in body, but reproduced in spirit. What a responsibility we have, all of us, for the married, and as we say, the single. For those, most of us here, who are laypersons, and those of us who are priests, we are to reproduce ourselves in spirit, and I repeat the law of reproductivity, like reproduces like. How and the how. I keep looking at the clock. Even the clock would stop, but no, it keeps running. The gifts we receive must be cooperated with. To the last meditation of this retreat, I will keep insisting we have a free will, and here are the most gracious gifts of God. We'll even remain in our souls. Even the gifts of the Holy Spirit remain in our souls only if we use our wills to cooperate with God's grace. I repeat, even to keep these gifts, not to say grow in the gifts. All we have to do is commit a mortal sin, and we've lost all seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. How then are we to grow in this precious gift of piety? First, frequently reflect on the great goodness of God in your lives. The greatness of God. Over the years now, 26 years, I'm going to New Mexico for an average of 2 weeks to give conferences and a retreat to the handmaids of the precious blood. No smoke in the air. I walk around at night. Watch my steps. Looking into the sky. Clear sky. The stars. Sky. Studded with stars. Millions of light years away from us. Oh, the greatness of God. How a man like St. Francis of Assisi can teach us how to grow in the gift of piety. He saw God, as we know, in the simple flowers of the field, in the birds in the air, the animals walking on the earth. The greatness of God, the wisdom of God. Ever since, I think I've told you, finished my doctoral studies in biochemistry. Did not write my doctoral dissertation because I was sent to Rome to get a doctorate in theology. Just to know the composition of matter, the wisdom of God, in the atom, the proton, the neutron. whom we need to admire and adore God through the creature that He put into our lives. That, I repeat, is putting our gift of piety into practice. We are told by sacred scripture to exercise yourself unto godliness. Our purpose here on earth is to become more and more like God. If we become more and more like God, the more and more we become like Jesus Christ, who became man for this precise purpose. And by imitating His virtues which He practices as man, His patience, His humility, His chastity, we might thereby, by imitating Christ's virtues as man, become more and more like Jesus Christ, who is God. We have received extraordinary gifts from God. And the secret, I recommend not just reading, but memorizing the Magnificat of Our Lady. The perfect prayer for the practice of the gift of piety. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. How are we to grow in this gift of piety? By never, for one split second, take credit for anything we possess. As I have said, I'll keep repeating to my dying day, the moment a self-admiring thought occurs in your mind, put it away. The moment you begin to, and I've got 10 days, I won't repeat them. Paying attention to ourselves. Admiring ourselves. And the final A is adoring ourselves. As I've said so often, the non-Christian religions over the centuries have been mainly polytheistic. But in countries like ours, the non-Christian religion is monotheistic, strictly one God, and we write the pagan English language, in which, can you imagine, how dare we capitalize the first person pronoun. Many letters I now receive from persons I have taught. Their letters will always put I, lowercase, with a dot over the I. Oh, I admire that. Lord Jesus, all we need to grow in this priceless gift of piety. This gift which enables us to enjoy our surrender of will to your divine will. Give us, we beg you, the impossible grace to embrace the cross and your divine will crosses our will, because we love you. We love you, our God. And we are happy when you want us to give up the most precious gift we possess, our will, to your divine will, our love. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.